Our Father in Heaven. We learn of Heavenly Father from the beginning of our church experience, from our first prayer to our first time singing, I am a child of God, hymns number 301. What Latter-day Saints know about God the Father is unique, and it makes all the difference to us. Seeing the Father. Here are three scriptural accounts of people who have beheld the Father. Stephen, see Acts chapter 7, verse 56. Joseph Smith, see Joseph Smith History 1, verse 17. Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon, see Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 20. But as Jesus said, He that hath seen me hath seen the Father, John chapter 14, verse 9. Real and individual. One of the great overarching doctrines of this church is our belief in God the Eternal Father. He is a being, real and individual. He is the great governor of the universe, yet He is our Father, and we are His children. We pray to Him, and those prayers are a conversation between God and man. I am confident that He hears our prayers and answers them. President Gordon B. Hinckley, The Things of Which I Know, Ensign May 2007, page 83. The One True God. The Father is the one true God. This thing is certain. No one will ever ascend above Him. No one will ever replace Him. He is Elohim, the Father. He is God. Of Him, there is only one. President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, The Pattern of Our Parentage, Ensign, November 1984, page 69. Hearing the Father. When God the Father speaks, He bears witness of His beloved Son, Jesus Christ. For example, at Jesus' baptism, see Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. At the Mount of Transfiguration to Peter, James, and John, see Matthew chapter 17, verse 5. In a revelation to Nephi, see 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 11 and 15. At Jesus' appearance in the Americas, see 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 7. At the first vision, see Joseph Smith History 1, verse 17. The Savior's mission to reveal the Father. And all that Jesus came to say and do, He was showing us who and what God our Eternal Father is like, how completely devoted He is to His children in every age and nation. In word and in deed, Jesus was trying to reveal and make personal to us the true nature of His Father, our Father in Heaven. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, The Grandeur of God, Ensign, November 2003, page 70. Heavenly Parents, a Powerful Truth. Consider the power of the idea taught in our beloved song, I Am a Child of God, hymns number 301. Here is the answer to one of life's great questions. Who am I? I am a child of God with a spirit lineage to heavenly parents. That parentage defines our eternal potential. That powerful idea is a potent antidepressant. It can strengthen each of us to make righteous choices and to seek the best that is within us. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Powerful Ideas, Ensign, November 1995, page 25. Joseph Smith teaches about God the Father. Joseph Smith taught us much about the true nature of God because he saw Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ and received many revelations. What kind of being is He? God Himself was once as we are now, and is an exalted man, and sits enthroned in yonder heavens. What does He look like? The Father has a body of flesh and bones, as tangible as man's. If you were to see Him today, you would see Him like a man in form, like yourselves. What is our relationship to God? If men do not comprehend the character of God, they do not comprehend themselves. The great parent of the universe looks upon the whole of the human family as His offspring. Why did He establish the plan of salvation for us? God Himself, finding He was in the midst of spirits and glory, instituted laws whereby the rest could have a privilege to advance like Himself. What is a key to drawing closer to God? When we understand the character of God and know how to come to Him, He begins to unfold the heavens to us. Read more. Turn to page 48 to read more about how you can strengthen your testimony of Heavenly Father. End of the article, Our Father in Heaven.